Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning here on your radio dial, which happens to be set to WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. It's a pleasure being able to do this show here each Thursday morning, and we've got a great show lined up. As soon as my guest gets here, we will do that, but until then, We got a few things to talk about. One of the first things, of course, is to express our appreciation for the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And also to remind everyone, there will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, so a couple of times here today. And also it will be posted with today's date on the Delahalla Horizon website. So just more than one opportunity to catch this this radio show as it comes to you each Thursday morning. And we really appreciate the folks that make this possible. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, the Three Star Committee, and of course all of the great sponsors that help make this show possible by their buying some commercial time here on the radio station. And of course, you know, just remind everyone, you know, this is WLIV, Salina radio station, with our broadcasting tower broadcasting throughout the world from out at Midway, and we do what, Randy? WVFB. What did I say? Did I do that again? Second time I've done that, WVFB, and I'm sitting here reading it off my little cheat sheet. I don't know where that thing's even in existence anymore over there, since some big conglomerate bought them out a few years ago. But I guess you'll have to pardon me for that. I can't say, you know, it's a golden age moment, because I hadn't reached that age yet. But I'll repeat that again, WVFB. 101.5 Kicks Country, live from the historic Clay County Courthouse here in Salina, Tennessee. Now, I think maybe I've got that straight. But like I said, welcome everyone in this morning. Got a couple of things we can talk about. We are in the process of getting our Rolly Hole Marble Museum open here at the courthouse. We haven't got a regular schedule up yet, but We're working on that to have, we can have some regularly scheduled hours where folks come in and take a look at that. And we're getting ready to do some major upgrades to the courthouse here. And over the next few months, I think we're going to get started first of next month, finishing up our theater lighting upstairs. And we're getting the old doors reconditioned, refurbished, get those back in. And then putting down a new floor down here, and just lots of things. We're working on things like, if you've been in the old courthouse the past few years, you've noticed that over the years that we've had plaster damage on the walls in here, where somewhere or other water may have got to the inside here, and some of the plaster is coming off. We're looking at repairing things like that. Putting a stage curtain up across the front of the stage up in the theater room, taking the old plexiglass down off the windows upstairs, maybe putting some curtains up there, just kind of spiffying the place up a little bit. And this is all going to be going on here within the next few months. But we still will be doing our radio show, and we'll still be having our activities here going on around the courthouse. We have numerous activities that will be taking place, and we will have a great big list of those next week. I know we've got this car show coming up. We've got another Merchants Appreciation Weekend coming up with lots and lots of vendors coming in. I believe those young ladies said they have got 12 or 15 vendors lined up for that. We have the Shop Small things coming up. We've got the When we get down to Halloween time, we've got the trunk or treat Halloween thing here around the square. So don't let anyone tell you there's not things going on here in Saline and Clay County. And also, we're beginning with our first home football game tonight, and there's a little bit of special announcement on that. Normal starting time for football games in Tennessee are 7 o'clock, the starting times are, but because of the warm weather, this Friday night's football game will start at 8 o'clock. So just keep that in mind, you know, try to have it cooled off a little bit before these young men get out on the field. So with that, we'll take a little short break, and if the master DJ wants to put on a couple of songs while we're waiting for our guest to get here, he can do that, and we'll be right back, and we'll, of course, be announcing our birthdays and anniversaries today, so we've got lots of things going on, but we'll start off maybe with a little bit of music this morning, then come back with our chat with Mr. Manuel Fuentes, who does all of the murals and things you see in and around Clay County. He's going to talk to us about how he got started in this, his career, so we should be back just in a little bit.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on K.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my. I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. There ain't no money in it. It'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stone picking up lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Still waiting on my guest to get here, but we've got a couple of things we can talk about here for a few minutes. I know some of the things that we need to remind everyone about our websites here in Clay County. One of them is visit claycountytn.com, and then there's one that is Valhalla Lake, I think it's .org on it, that has all kinds of information here on the county. And so when you do check in on those, and also remind folks about the Cumberland Historic Byway that begins here in Salina and ends up at Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. There's lots of stuff there on it. You'll just do a search on the Historic Cumberland Byway. That'll get you some information on that. And let's see, I think we have the, I'm trying to look for some of the things that's going on here right now, some of our events that are coming up. Of course, we just finished our car show a week or so ago and got our cruise in, got the car show coming up here next month, down here around the square again. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. So, but we've got a whole bunch of things coming up. We've got, as I said, our Merchants Weekend, and that will be going on. And I'm just kind of stammering right now. I guess a little bit, hopefully my guest will be here just in a few minutes. Sometimes it seems like it's happened to us lately here a couple of times too many, but we kind of struggle along for a few minutes. I'll tell you what, Randy, we may need to play another couple of songs because I check and see exactly what's going on. I know my guest didn't even live that far away. He's from here in town. So just go ahead and key us up a couple of more songs, and hopefully we'll be ready to get started with a normal show here in just a few minutes. Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Manuel Fuentes, I believe that I get that pronounced correctly.
Yes, that's right.
He's made it in here with us this morning, and I guess a lot of folks are more familiar with his name and his work than they are with him. And I was talking to him for a few minutes yesterday, and I invited him to come down and kind of tell the folks here about how he got here in Spina, Tennessee, what he does, how he learned to do what he does. But just, Manuel, if you want to, just kind of tell us the story of how you made it here to Salina.
It's just a long story, but I'm going to try to make it as short as possible.
Don't worry about shortness. We got a little time.
Okay, then we'll do that then. So I was born in Mexico, and I moved to the U.S. when I was about 14, 15 years old. I ended up going to Memphis first, stay with somebody for a little bit. And then I just ended up moving from place to place. I went around Memphis, Mississippi, Nashville, White House, and finally ended up in Salina. A friend of mine offered me a job, so I took the offer, and after that, I just kind of stayed here.
How old were you by the time you made it to Salina?
I was like 15, I think, somewhere almost 16, somewhere like that, like 15 and a half.
Okay, now, with all that traveling around, education-wise, Manuel, are you self-taught in a whole lot of things you do?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And so I know you said when you came here, you went to work up at our Mexican restaurant that's
right.
been an institution for a pretty good while. You're in Salina. And let me ask you this. When did you first discover this amazing talent that you have?
Ever since I was a kid, I've been able to draw and paint and do stuff with my hands, do stuff, you know, your coordination stuff with when it comes to, like, steady hands and stuff like that.
So, you know, there are things sometimes maybe, you know, I've talked about athletes sometimes that maybe their feet will do their thinking for them because their brain can't react as fast as they do sometimes.
Right.
So, I mean, this is something that you just one day thought, well, hey, let me ask you this. What about tagging buildings in Memphis and things like that? Did you ever...
None
of that kind of illegal stuff. Huh?
No, not really. I did it once as a child and
probably got caught.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that. They gave me a ride and then I got caught and eventually they just drove me around, told me I was going to be in trouble and they just took me home, but I only did it one time.
You know, and folks that don't know what tagging is, I think everyone knows what that is now, and that is where unauthorized folks come in and decorate buildings for people.
Right.
And sometimes they're not real politically correct or anything like that. But I know that you have a business here now. And what is the official name of your business, Manuel?
USA Pro Art.
Now, how old are you now?
30 years old.
30 years old.
Yes.
Okay, now, do you have some family here with you here in Salina?
Yeah. I got a sister and a couple of nephews, and I got a family that they're pretty much like my family.
Okay, so you're not a loner.
No, I know a lot of people.
Okay.
They're now, spread out everywhere, but yeah, I do know a lot of people.
That may... Are you booked up now with quite a few jobs now?
Yeah, I get a lot of requests and people ask me about a few things and whatnot, and I usually just get one done and just kind of move forward towards the other one as they get ready. Sometimes some constructions get, you know, they have a process before they can get to the point where we need to be at before we can paint or anything like that, but usually I just wait a little bit and then I just choose the jobs that I know, you know, the best timing for every one of them.
Okay, now, I know you just got here, but I'm going to read the birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back, and we're going to talk about some of the jobs you've done here in Salina and in this entire Upper Cumberland and talk about the range of the area that you're doing things in. But right now, I'll just read the birthdays, and we'll come back, and we'll continue with this.
Okay.
Celebrating birthdays today, or this period, Ms. V. Vicki McLaren out in Moss celebrate her 69th birthday. We got Miss Denise Harper celebrating a birthday. We have Randall and Juanita Gass out in Moss celebrating their 53rd wedding anniversary. And Miss Liz Brown called in a happy birthday from Miss Shirley Kirk, so wish her a happy birthday. Miss Myra Burnett celebrating a birthday. One of my former students, Sandra Kerr, celebrating a birthday, and also the director of the Clay County Drug Coalition, Ms. Jamie Colson, is celebrating a birthday today. And here toward the end of the show, we will come up with our highly non-computerized selection system and pick out a winner from those, and they will receive one of those great gifts from over at the Clay County Chamber. And we'll be right back in just a minute. And we're going to let Manuel gather all of his thoughts together and just tell us all about what he's done, what he's going to do, and what it's like to do what he does. We'll be right back.
All right.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to Manuel, we want to make sure we announce that the Rolly Hole National Marble Tournament will be coming up on September the 16th, and they have a whole slew of musicians that are going to be performing that day. And I'm going to quickly run through who they've got up and coming. The Ron Steep Ramblers, Clearview, The Gallon Nippers, Carruthers and Tench, Conspiracy to Kill a Possum. Now, I'm not sure exactly what this bunch is going to do, but they've got Williamson Branch, Uncle Shuffalo, and the Haint Holler Hoot Nanny. And then closing out will be Miss Cherokee Upton doing a show. And her show will be at 5 o'clock on that Saturday, and that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. So, and also, like I said, the marble tournament is going on, all kinds of things about Flint marbles, glass marbles, different marble tournaments over there. It's a great celebration day. And of course, that is kind of connected to our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. If you're in Salina, I know they have quite a bit of material here among the other things that we have, so we do a shout out to them. And then back to Manuel, the first job you ever did as a real job, where was that at? What was it kind of like? Where were you at then?
I was on Broadway in Nashville, and I worked in restaurants for a little bit, and then I went to work for a graphic design company. I built up my skills and my training and everything to the point where I could do it for a job. So I went to work for a graphic design company, and a good friend of mine, he had a lot of contacts down in Nashville, like on the Broadway area and all of that, and I ended up painting right on Broadway and 4th Avenue, a bar. They wanted like a mural logo type of thing for their business. So that's where I did my first one.
And that was your first actual paying job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have many before.
Yeah, but not.
That was the first professional job that we can say was.
So you consider yourself, because you got paid for that one.
I did.
And then, like I said, can you really have an idea of how many murals you have done, like in Nashville?
Not really. I ain't really counted. I know there's been a few, but I've done a bunch of different things, you know, painting like different metal radio stations and other stuff. So I really ain't never really counted how many things I've painted.
So you, when you get ready to do a mural, do in your mind, they tell you what they want.
Right.
And you see that in your mind.
I don't necessarily see it. It's more like I think of it. I don't see it like visually, but it's more like an idea that I create in my mind
and
of what I want to see.
And your hands react to that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that is an amazing talent within itself there. And I know some of the murals that I know that stand out to me are the ones over in Livingston, Tennessee. There's a couple over there that on the buildings that you did. And like I said, I watched you when you worked on the one here at Gone Country, and you started down on one end, and best I remember, you started on one end, and then I think maybe you did work on the finish of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you started out with the beginning, and then there was a sketch down on the far end before there was much of anything in between all of that.
Right. It's funny how it works. Sometimes I just gotta place things that I know I'm gonna put into the design for sure, and sometimes I just work with a little bit of space I have left. And there's times where I add things as I go, but yeah, there's like a process to it. It's in my mind, it almost works like a computer, where I can, like you say, I can imagine things and think it in my head and either add or take off the equation. But yeah, it's like a computer.
Okay, let me, I know the one down here on Gone Country, a lot of folks come by and think, you know, hey, this is a great mural. So they don't realize that you have, right there, you have about 40 years of history for Clay County painted on the side of that
mm-hmm.
building. I know a lot of folks that are younger than me don't remember it being a bus station.
And I didn't know either until I ran into the project and I started finding out, and that's what I love about what I do. A lot of times when I paint historical murals or anything that represents culture or historical things, I learn a lot about communities and towns and all the places I go to. There is always something, you know, amazing about every place. There is always something beautiful about it.
And usually there's something special.
Yeah.
About any sign that you do, any mural that you paint. Okay, and I know you have, how many here in Salina?
There is at least like, probably like five or more like seven paintings in different
areas.
I mean, in different places around town.
Okay, and do you have a favorite?
No, not really. I always do the best I can on it, on so, all of them. So.
I'm wondering if we did a poll here maybe sometime, but we might do that and see what the public's favorite is that you have done here.
Right.
And there are some great historical things here. And I guess with what's Gone Country, the first one that you did?
In Solana?
Uh-huh.
I did.
I thought it was. And what was reaction of, the people that know you, what were their reaction when they saw what you were doing?
They really liked it. I was surprised because everybody was really supportive and people liked it and they knew exactly what we were doing. People who knew the history about Solana, they knew exactly what it was. And people who didn't know, they started asking questions. So they found out because of, it was like a starting conversation kind of thing where they were asking questions, why is he doing this? And then that's part of what I like about what I do too. A lot of times when I present history to people, that's how they find out about their own towns or communities, things that they didn't even know.
Okay, now, all right, let's look at some of the other communities around. I know you've done some down in Jackson County.
Right.
I think you did one for a high school class down there. The class of, I can't remember what the class was.
66.
Okay. I know one of the classes. Now, how do you go about, do you get some old yearbooks? Look at pictures, or
I talked to members of the class and
descriptions,
and I just told them to make me a list of what was important to them, and I let them decide what was important to them, and then I just took what they gave me and created a design out of all the information they gave me.
So some of those things, but most all of these things here are, they are actual drawings that you have created in your mind. They're not something that you saw a picture and copied.
Sometimes
they are. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I just need, like you said, simple things. And a lot of times I can pull up an image and off the internet I can customize. And other times it's just things that I gotta do that there's just nothing like it out there.
Okay, now I know how about you? I know you said you did some things down in Nashville for the radio station, things like that. Your commercial business in this area, I guess most of the places, all the places you do are usually commercial businesses of some kind or other.
Right.
Here. And I know what kind of things. Say, I know you've done some over in Cookeville. Well, what kind of things do you run into in the bigger communities in this area?
A lot of the difference that I see is just the city being a lot bigger. A lot of times you have a little more rules with different codes and stuff like that. Seems like smaller towns are a lot easier to work with. Everything being so small, it's just a lot more simple. And I guess bigger cities are a lot easier too. And they have, so much to handle and like as an example in like Nashville and all the code departments and stuff like that. And I just love how easy and how nice it is to work with like smaller communities. And
well, let me ask you, have you run into very many problems with codes with what you have in mind and what you're allowed to do?
Not really. I always have found a way to work with codes or around it or kind of just make it work. Most of the rules in like the state of Tennessee is you cannot paint any beer logos or any alcohol logos on outside of buildings. Also, they don't allow you to do like big business logos. That's why people can paint artwork and not worry about codes. But when you incorporate like, let's say, business logos and everything, like things like that, they can get a little tricky with codes because they only give you like a small percentage of a wall to do for like a signage and stuff like that. Other than that, it's pretty simple.
Pretty open field.
Mm-hmm.
Size, we said size-wise there. Have you run into any problems where they were too big?
No, not really.
So you hadn't run across anything yet?
I would love to paint bigger things.
Yeah. Well, now, on the physical side of that, like the building you did across the street over here with the representation of the flag and all that, How many cans of paint do you use over there?
I didn't count it. I mixed it up a little bit. I had some paint from other projects. I just tried to use everything I have. That way I don't throw anything away or, you know, waste paint or stuff like that. Kind of trying to take care of the environment. But if it's hard to say because I've never really counted them, but...
takes a few gallons of paint.
Yeah, let's say maybe it just paint goes a long way. Really, it does go a long way. We'll say probably 50, 60, something like that.
Okay, now, and the cans of paint that you use, and you said, you know, you mix those up yourself, mm-hmm. and reload them into aerosol cans, or?
What I do is normally with regular latex paint, I spray the bigger areas with regular, like, sprays for houses or
uh-huh.
buildings or anything
right.
like that. All the touch-up and detail and everything I do with the spray cans, because it allows me to change the tips and change the pressure on the cans and the way they spray it out.
Okay, now, we're talking about just exactly what are those spray cans? I mean, you know...
They're high-quality paint. It's made for, like, rust and... metals, buildings.
Yeah, like the Rust-Oleum stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm saying they might have a little better quality on their paint just because it stays longer. It's made to be on trains and it's made to be on rough buildings, basically. And a lot of those spray cans that I'm using nowadays, they have a special type of clear coat already added into it.
Uh-huh.
It's some type of UV protection for the paint.
So you get those cans pre-filled?
Yes, sir.
So do you have a company that you give them a color formula for, or a swatch?
They have a big selection of like
okay.
colors you can pick from.
So commercially, it's there for you to choose
yes,
from.
Yes, it's a big market for them too. So they sell them for different things. People use them for, like you say, graffiti or other projects like that because they're high quality.
Okay, and well, what about airbrushing? Do you do it?
Yeah. Sometimes there is places where I have to go and, you know, spray cans might smell too much or they might be too big for what I'm doing. So
yeah.
There are situations where I have to use airbrushes, regular brushes, spray cans, rollers. I've used just about sponges and a bunch of other things.
So, I mean, an outline, I mean, of course, a palette comes up first. You've got a base color that you're working everything on to.
Mm-hmm.
And from there... You outline what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then, I wonder, you know, how does he get those lines so straight and smooth for all these things?
Some of those things I freehand. A lot of the times I create stencils because my job is more about being efficient. Being a painter is really hard, so you got to be really good at it. It's about being efficient. So a lot of times I know freehanding stuff, it's a lot cooler, and it's the way to go, but in this industry you gotta be quick and you gotta be efficient, and so I create stencils. Another time I freehand things, or I even there's like an old technique that people used to use back in the day for signage when they did the big billboards, and they took cardboard and painted what they wanted to see on cardboard first on paper. And took, it was like an electronic paint that would poke holes through the cardboard. That way you can lay that against the wall and spray it with something on top, and you could see your lines.
We probably still have, I don't know, somewhere in some of the buildings here, we had a local sign painter here many, many mm-hmm. years ago who did the gilded signs for all mm-hmm. the businesses, things in this area, which was a tremendous talent. Everything was hand-drawn then.
Yes, sir.
But I can imagine what some of those folks could do if they'd had what we have today. I'll tell you what, man, we're going to take a little short break. I'm going to let Randy play one more song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up and tell us a little bit more about what's going on,
okay.
or what you got coming up.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card. by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Yeah, we are back. Now, a little bit on the business end of this. I know, Manuel, you work radius-wise. Do you still do, if you get a job in Nashville, or do you still?
Yeah, I travel pretty much anywhere. A lot of times I get offers to go like places like Kentucky, Indiana, and stuff like that, but I choose to stay local.
So you're kind of within a radius of no more than probably 90 to 100 miles outside that?
Right. Or I can go anywhere really now with, you know, having good airports and everything. It's easy to go anywhere.
And so if someone comes by with the right amount, you would go outside that circle a little bit.
Right.
And speaking of that, you know, how do you go about, you know, pricing the work you do? I can say your work is priceless.
Well, what I do, I usually look at the space that I got to work with, where I got to go. There's a lot of things that I got to put into consideration. Most of the time it's like the shape, if it's a wall, if it's wood, the material that I'm working on, because that makes a huge difference on, you know, how I'm going to do it. So that will be one factor. The factor will be the height of the building or the wall. A lot of times I have to have machinery, or if I can do it off a ladder. And so the price just depends on what it is that I have to do to get it done, and what type of equipment do I need.
Okay, so you don't have a whole lot of scaffolding, and you don't have a sky lift.
I would try to avoid keeping scaffolding. It's too much of a hustle to move it around,
yeah,
put it up,
right,
break it back down, and it's wobbly and
yeah,
all of that.
Yeah. So the old ladder is the way to go.
Yeah, the old school way, a ladder or doing a boom lift or something like that.
Have you ever had to put a parachute on?
No, but that would be interesting. I got an offer to almost do like a Spider-Man type of painting. There was a big building in Nashville, and they wanted a painting, but the lift couldn't reach how high they wanted it. I was like, well, the only way, because it was like 70, 80 feet in there, and I was like, the only way be hanging off some seat lines or something like that.
So they needed Spider-Man to do that,
right,
to do a self-portrait.
Right, it was a high building.
Well, now, mistakes. Have you ever been called back to improve somebody else's mistake where they gave you the wrong information or anything?
No, not really. Just the other day, it was kind of funny because I painted a map of Del Hollow Lake, and I went on Google and I searched the marinas around the lake, and for every marina it had a duck on for every marina, and I went and did every marina that I saw on the Google search on the map, and not thinking that there was more that didn't show. And when I posted the project telling people that it was done, they let me know that
real quick.
Yeah, but they were really nice. They were just letting me know that I missed a couple, but So those I have to, it's not a big deal. You just have to go back and add them later.
Okay, is that the one up here at this local station
yes,
here?
Yes, sir.
That's a very, very neat piece of work.
Thank you.
And I know a lot of sign mural painters and people that paint like that, they might, I know some of the folks I knew, they would do a drawing on and put it on an overhead projector and project it on the wall.
Yes, that's true, too.
And trace from the overhead projector.
Yeah, that's an easy way to do it, too.
But I know the one up there, the map, I mean, there's some neat and some very, very intricate curves and dots and things to go on that thing. And, of course, it is black, and that, I guess that made it a little bit easier to do. Mm-hmm. But was that mostly handwork?
Mm-hmm.
That was brush work there on that.
Right.
There wasn't much spraying you could do in that little area, was it?
No, not really. Just for the letters. I use stencils for the letters. That makes it a little easier and quicker.
And I know, of course, one of the favorites of a lot of people is our steamboat down here. And I know one of the reasons I have Manuel come in this morning with our redoing our courtroom upstairs, throw an idea or two out, so maybe do a couple of small things up there in the old courtroom where we'll have him on display up there. So now, if you are a business or if you're a someone here who has a barn size,
I can paint just about anything. I'm looking to do cars, houses now, and other things. I'm looking to expand my company and get employees later on down the road, so I can do buildings, houses, swimming pools. There's so much that people just don't know that I can do. But so there's like people can do swimming pools, I mean, cars, houses, buildings. There's just so much.
Do you do the old traditional flame jobs on hot rods? You done any of those?
I could.
You could? So, I mean, yeah. There's always a market for that. And the pinstriping.
Right.
I know that's very, very intricate work in there. And then, of course, a lot of those things are patterns, and a lot of those things are, it may start out in the owner of what is their mind, and it's got to be transferred over to your mind.
Right, correct.
Where you can get it down on
like a printer. They kind of send me the file, and then I make sure it gets printed.
Okay. Now, I guess the most expensive one you've ever done.
There is one that I painted not long ago, but I mean they range. They go anywhere from $3,000, $2,500, all the way up to like $15,000.
So you have done some major,
mm-hmm.
major ones,
yeah.
And. Like I said, of course, it depends on the complexity of it and the amount of materials needed.
Right.
All those things.
Yeah, there is days that I've done really good. I had a job at the Nashville airport, and that paid pretty good. It was just a matter that it took me longer to get there than what it took me to do the job. And
okay, is that inside the new part of the building down there?
Yeah, the airport.
So it's got your company logo on that?
Right.
If you walk through the airport down there, folks, look for that.
Yeah, body file. I did their signage and all of that on their bar.
So, I mean, and you know, it's great that we have you here, and I don't think you probably have any plans to leave us here. You're going to base your operations with us here in Salina. And
right. Well,
Manuel, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I hope that, you know, the folks listening have, they kind of feel like they know a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, and, you know, I guess we would call, you know, from Mexico to here, it has to be a miracle of a kind. I know it has been a learning process for you, and I know that hard work does have its rewards.
It does. It sure does.
And if you need any, if you need anything painted, if you'd like to have something painted on the side of your barn besides Sea Rock City, You are familiar with those, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer many, many years ago paid for their barns by putting Sea Rock City on there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this isn't something that's brand new, but it's something with the introduction of aerosol paint and things like that, that it is now, it's not only an art, but it's also a profession.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I guess you hope that it stays a limited profession, not too many people don't try to get into it, which means, you know, you really don't get too many apprentices where they'll learn under you. And
there's plenty of buildings to paint.
So you haven't got them all hardly covered yet.
No, there's a lot of work to do.
Okay. Well, with that, let's see. If you could just off the top of your head give me a number between 1 and 6.
Just 4.
4, okay. Number, Miss Shirley Kirk has won the birthday prize for today. And she can come over by the chamber office and pick up her prize there. And remind everyone, if you want to be a part of this, give us a call here at 243.
Look it up.
Randy, what's the phone number here?
I guess we never called ourselves.
5574, 243, 5574. 931.
There you go.
Well, with that, I guess we've got everything maybe put back up where it belongs, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here at WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, and then 931-243-5574 to call in through the birthday line. Now, we've got all that done, and with that, good day, Clay County.